Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, Steve here. In this two-part running commentary, the technical quality ain't what it should be, as my old mother used to say to me. After dropping his recorder numerous times, Rob has mullered the machine. A team of crack engineers have done their best to restore the recording. Listen on.
Good morning.
Here we are. Dolby Forest. Absolutely gorgeous.
I'm not going to get those red... Is the red tape in the car right? Turn around this way around. There we
Aye,
go.
That's better. Absolutely gorgeous, isn't it, Rob?
Yes.
In the forest. Sound of birds. The smell of pine. The rumble of the map as we try and work out where we're going.
That's right. That is exactly it.
We're doing a sort of a practice version of the Maverick trail run, aren't we?
That's right.
The Maverick trail run in early August.
Maverick have the X series. They do these trail runs in all beautiful places like this.
Yes.
And the Yorkshire Moors one is here in a couple of weeks.
And we're doing it as a kind of little practice. See what it's like. It's meant to be a very hard, sort of hilly one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Over 24 kilometres.
Right. So it's a kind of longish run. It's probably the longest run I've done for a while, actually.
They pace it out for you and show you where to go, and they've got your GPS and everything, but I have brought this.
Yes. We're going old school today.
It's a paper map.
Old school.
Yo-yo. Yo-yo-yo.
Came in the black Benz, left in the white one.
What's that?
That's Mike. Look at us hobbling. We're both hobbling, aren't
so,
we?
You said you haven't run this far in a long time. How far?
Well, I mean, this is we're going to be about 50 miles, isn't it? I just haven't run that far for a while.
Right.
Have you?
Well, no, but I've walked that far.
Right.
A couple of times this week.
Yeah, so. You're coming off a walking holiday with your brother.
Straight off it. This is Wednesday. On Monday, I ran up Pike Howe and the bottom of Pavey Arc in... just under Langdale Pikes, then came down and walked over
Scarfell
Pike to Borrowdale. It was about a 14-mile walk over mountains.
Wow.
And then next day came back over the mountains.
And now we're running up a hill.
Specifically,
just to begin this. Yeah.
Hammered up a climb, which has actually left my right thigh.
Really?
Flaming pain.
Nice.
All the time.
What, as in now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
All the time I'm awake and asleep. So that's how you want to start off.
Kind of burning sensation.
A 14-miler.
Yeah.
But we are in...
Which is known for being tough.
The Yorkshire Moors. North Yorkshire Moors as opposed to the Yorkshire Dales, where there is also a Maverick run. This is your old drum, isn't it?
This is my old stomping ground, Dolby Forest. We're coming off... near Thornton Lee Dale. My grandparents used to live in Thornton Dale. I used to spend summer months there.
We're starting on the kind of showground bit, which is where I think there are festivals and things here. It's really...
It looks festival-y, doesn't it?
Funny, nice, wooded area, but it's all... You kind of... It's like Jurassic Park, isn't it? You come in and oh, some people over there. Kids...
There's a Go Ape facility fairly
yeah.
fairly near, isn't there?
That'll be it. So So the run...
We're already lost, aren't we? We've lost.
I want to find the start point properly.
Yeah.
It's down the fire break.
It's going to be nice running on soft surfaces, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to. I'll tell you what we're not looking forward to.
What's that?
Paying for the parking.
Yeah.
Should we talk them through the parking?
Well, I wonder... I think if you do them, everything is included.
Yes. Because that would smart. We're on our way there with... Rob was like, yeah, I think you've got to pay for parking. It should be fine, it's only pennies.
Yeah.
Got there, £8. £8. £8 for parking?
Yeah.
That's 800 pennies. So we've got in, you pay on your way out, we're desperately looking for a way out without paying for parking.
But I'm sure that it's included when you do the... I say I'm sure.
So you think this is the start?
This is where we start. What do you think? Do you think this is...
It looks startish, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
There's only one inevitability about this morning.
I've got it. We're starting on the crease of the map.
Right.
So unfortunately, we have to just deal with that for a minute. But it's all good.
Yeah.
We run down here at a diagonal out of the woods. Then we hit a forest trail and turn right, and that takes us along the edge, top edge of the valley.
Right.
For about 36 miles.
Yeah, and then we get lost, yeah. Then we call out for rescue services.
The person who got me into this is my friend Emily Hallett, who listeners to Runner Commentary will recognise as the person who said, I'm not really a runner, and then went and ran 100 kilometres.
Did the run to the stone.
Yes. It's like, you are. So here we go. This is the path on. And I think if you go back there, you go back to where the car was parked. I just wanted to start properly.
This is nice. We can do this. Are we doing it?
Oh, this is a nice trail, isn't it? This is basically a forest road, pretty made up. And just a few non-carnivorous dinosaurs around, which is not...
One of us will get picked off fairly shortly.
So, yeah, I was in the lakes with my brother. It's his birthday.
Yes, 50th.
Happy birthday, John, and on all his brilliantly... disparate mates. Well, there's a core group of boys who went to... It's good to spend time with guys who are 50 or turning 50, but are basically the same people and in the same relationship they're in when they were 9.
Yes, yeah. you resort, don't you, to old patterns.
Yeah, and I reserve the right to be a little bit younger than that, but nevertheless, I think it's quite fun watching our generation hit 50 because it just doesn't square with the idea of what being about 50 would be at all.
Previously, yeah.
No, exactly. You think of it as being something that would happen to other people. I mean, literally everyone I know who's 50 or pushing 50 is, I don't know, a young person.
Except they're not, isn't it?
No, they're not.
They're not. Physical decrepitude approaches.
Yeah, that's right. That's why it was good
to use it or lose it.
That's why it's good to do something
physical.
Outdoorsy, I suppose.
Yes, yeah.
Did you hear Eddie Izzard on the radio last week?
I heard a bit of him on the radio.
Yeah,
he was doing that Radio 4 thing, wasn't he? About
reading his book.
Yes. Yeah, he's. Was he chatting about running?
Yes, he was. Yeah.
What was he saying about it?
He was saying that.
I don't like it. I don't like running.
He was talking about how just making the decision to do it, you know, and you may... He said that when you run loads and loads of marathons...
Yeah.
Day in, day out, after 10, your body says, okay, I get it.
This is what we're doing, right.
And then I was talking to this other guy this week about ultras. He's just saying it. So everyone just says it's all mindset, you know.
Right.
It isn't really this. It's got to be part... body work.
Yes, yeah.
But I think I see what you're saying. I noticed when in the Lake District, just running up mountains and walking up mountains.
Right.
I was thinking, it is any difference how hard they are.
Right.
And then you think, well, it is. But it doesn't make any difference, you know? You can kind of choose how much effort
you might as
expend.
Well be running, you're walking, yes.
But it's the same. I can't even pin it down. But there we go. Wood chips there on the right.
There's something kind of making a noise, isn't it? My pack.
Is it a pound coin?
Rattling
against your machine.
Let me see. Wait on. Just because I feel over the next... 14 miles.
Martin Yelling left £4 coins in the recording packs. And I've shared them out. So
the Yelling, there, this is it.
I think he won his first two coffees.
The Yelling treasure. There, look. He left three.
Oh, he's got two. Oh, two in there together. Oh, I've got to take them now, have I?
No. Give it here and I'll put them in my...
I'll sell it. Why don't we sprinkle them through the woods and follow them back?
Here, give it here. I'll put. I can at least put one in
mine. Put one in a different. You want to keep them all separate there. To the one there. And then, as a Yorkshireman, you can spend them one at a time.
One at a time, over the next 10 years.
One each decade.
I've got you a treat, love. That pound.
That'll pay you.
Way back.
Give you another seven, you can pay for parking in Dolby Forest.
Yeah, we can get a scone. In a decade, we can afford to get out of here.
Yeah, good.
£8 for parking. So that's better. That's a lot better.
Yeah.
Now we're hitting the flow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's Julie's 50th. This the famous,
friend of
well
the
for us, friend of the show,
yep.
Athlete, wine connoisseur, party goer. So it's her 50th, so that's going to be pretty messy on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's going to be. I was chatting to her the other night. She was saying, what you want to avoid is, you got a big night on Saturday, but historically, she's of that ilk of when you got a big night on Saturday, she tends to go pretty hard party-wise on the Friday.
Yeah.
Because she's a bit nervy about the Saturday. So to kind of, to sort of lance the party boil, she tends to, do you know what I mean?
It's classic British party, yeah. Isn't it? It's like the drinking.
Have a pre-party party.
On the way to the drinking.
Yeah. And then before you know it, you're a bit nervous about Friday, so you're Thursday. You basically start getting drunk midweek.
Yeah.
You just roll on for the week.
And then you start getting nervous about life and facing the world in the morning.
Yeah.
And you start just pulling out
a bit of Zambuca before breakfast.
Under the bed.
Yeah.
Reminds me of my dad's old mate who used to get a delivery of mild from the brewery in a crate, you know?
Right.
Like they would in the old days. And he would just get it. Well, I don't think anyone else did this, even in the old days. But he'd get it delivered to his house. Never under the bed. And then in the morning, he'd just slide it out and start the day.
Morning!
It's only mild.
Morning!
Tell you though, there's a lot of... I think there's some hipster beer associated with this run. But, I don't get on very well with the... I love the idea of craft breweries and
right.
London beers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's all this ale drinking. I don't like it. IPA. Tastes like washing up liquid.
I've never really liked beer. I always avoided the beer thing.
Yeah.
I went straight to vodka.
Me too.
For like 5-6 years.
Yeah.
And now I'm wine. I tell you what, I'm actually drinking probably less now than I ever have in my adult life.
Well done.
Now that I'm an adult, I'm drinking maybe once a week, and it's got down to just sharing a bottle.
Listeners, noticed me belch just then, because you said that, and I checked my own experience.
Yes.
And realised that I've had so much beer this week that I've basically got beer instead of blood.
You're drinking more than you've
drank. That in turn, maybe do a little puff.
Some listeners might have collapsed in shock at my revelation, but...
Yeah. And you're only drinking 2 to 3 bottles of wine on a Sunday.
And it's happened really natural. No, I'm drinking. We were sharing a bottle, and that's it.
Wow.
On a Sunday, it's incredible.
What?
And
what?
I'm really enjoying it.
Well, very good.
Enjoying the change, and completely unforced as well.
Yeah.
It just happened. It was very natural, as I'm sure your beer drinking has.
Yes.
You haven't had to force yourself to do it.
It wasn't forced, that's right. We got to this pub drove up to Lakes on Sunday night, got to this pub in Langdale.
Aye.
Met all these, pulled together this excellent group of men. Men.
When we were men.
We're saying
we were
that,
our underwear,
that it was for my brother's birthday.
Now that we're men.
Anyone looking at us would assume it was a second or third marriage stacked.
Yeah.
But, and then, you know, you start drinking, right? Start drinking.
Get on it!
I held the whip.
Really?
Everyone piled me with notes, and I pretended I knew what I was doing, and I was on top of the maths, and just went to the bar over and over again. So turn off the neon. Don't worry, but we're doing this. This is good.
So you were the kind of beer monitor, such?
Provider.
Did you have a kitty? Was it one of those?
Exactly.
Oh, right, okay. Kitty master.
Which I quite enjoyed.
Yeah.
Being slightly fussy about things.
Yeah, so you got to do maths and beer.
maths and drinking.
Yeah.
It's my kind of night out. But it's funny you said it, because we, you know, we got there and we drank. It was all sunny evening outside the pub. Everyone was pretty excited. Everyone had several pints of beer. And we kind of looked at our watches. Oh, and we checked into where we were staying.
Right.
Which was two tiny rooms full to the brim with bunk beds, like sort of 6-7 beds.
Classic.
And you just pile in, roll out a sleeping bag, get in his bunkhouse, you know.
A lot of opportunities for bunkhouse banter, I don't know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right, now I'm looking, I'm going over the crease of the map so that we don't go the wrong way here. Maybe you keep running.
You keep, just keep running.
Yeah, we can follow this.
Keep running, go. Find help. No, we're not at that stage yet.
No, we're not quite there yet. So what's that one? There's one coming down to join us on the right. It's not us, I just wanted to see which one it was, so we can see where we are. And that's not really possible. And that's fine. So,
is it slightly cumbersome carrying the map? Are you okay?
No, it's not the carrying, it's the fact that our route's on the edge.
Right.
Carrying it's no problem.
It's where we live, mate. It's where the podcast is pitched, at the edge.
That's why we wanted to experience the Maverick, because that's what we are. Yeah. We're Mavericks.
Very edgy people.
Maverick cops. Yeah. Sometimes he drinks half a bottle of wine in a week.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! Ah! So we checked into this room. And you know, there was no way, you weren't allowed to drink in there, you weren't allowed to talk in there after 10:30.
Nice.
There's no living room. So the pub was supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
So we turned around. 4 pints in. Oh, everyone's had dinner as well. You know. Oh, a load of food, eat that.
Yeah.
And then he turned around and go, right.
Off to bed.
It was 8:00.
Right.
But at that moment, they said, and now it's time for our weekly pub quiz.
Oh, brilliant.
And we,
I thought you were in hot heaven, weren't
you? Because the 12 to 14 of us just went, whee! So we played the pub quiz, increased the kitty by 50 quid and took first and second place.
Oh, nice.
And no, there wasn't any cheating.
No, and were the... was this pub sort of full of locals? Were they pleased that these... Arrivists had come and taken first and second prize, were
it's
they?
It's a walkers, travellers pub.
Right, okay, so they're used to kind of travelling. Like,
yeah. Everyone there's a visitor, so
right.
It wasn't like when I did the pub quiz in that village where my mum and dad were living, and the strangers came up to us and shouted, "You shouldn't have won!"
Yeah, yeah. Cheaters! Outsiders!
Londoners!
Yeah.
We're not from London. So yeah, the pub quiz
knowledge.
That was great.
Good fun, mate. That sounds a perfect evening for you.
Yeah. Then we went in to the bunk place, and that's when the snoring festival began.
Snoring, pretty,
oh my word,
pretty gassy generally, I'd imagine.
Just ridiculous, but just
yeah.
There's a couple of people there who really make a lot of noise.
It becomes absurd, doesn't it, when you're surrounded by people snoring? The idea that you'd be able to get to sleep in that environment gets so ridiculous.
And the way you kind of start to hear it is music.
Yeah,
they kind of, because they're all different sounds.
Yes,
And they dovetail, you know, they come as synchronised, then one goes into the gap.
Yeah.
Some people are kind of tuneful, some people are just steady. You think, how can they just do that all night? Other people do, my brother was saying, is do the build-up. You know, they get louder and louder and louder until it kind of pops.
And they wake themselves up.
Back off. That's right.
Did you have any kind of sleepy talk? Because you're going, you're walking.
Well, my brother does something I've never come across before. I wasn't in the same room as my brother the first night. Second night, he does a kind of talking snore.
Right.
He kind of go,
I'm in a snore. You're good for walk 50.
I had that years ago. It's absolutely brilliant. When I was on the theatre in education tour around Europe.
TIE.
Yeah, well, this is a... Let's take a moment here for my dear friend Lara, who was on that tour, who would have been 50 this week,
yes.
But died last year. And she was fantastic. She had me thinking about her a lot. But gosh, she could snore. And we generally would only be in one or two to a room.
Right.
But one night in Antwerp, we're in a youth hostel, and all four of us were in there. And me and the other bloke smoked, right? So I think we had what are basically entry level, pretty tiresome, but not very interesting snores.
Right.
We both just going.
Yeah.
fairly often throughout the night. Then there's the aforementioned Lara. She was a very entertaining actress.
Right.
Even in her sleep. So she's like a hammy snorer.
Right.
Her snore could get really massive, like pants. And she'd also do things like
an iguana.
Do a fake yawn while sleeping.
Right.
So she'd go... And brilliantly, this is a real master's joke if you've ever shared a room with someone doing this. She'd grind her teeth.
Yes. My wife used to grind her teeth.
What a noise. Yeah.
That's tough, yeah.
But we haven't got to the fourth player in this crazy little play. Heather. And she had the night terrors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she'd just suddenly go, "No, let's leave someone!"
Of course, set off by the teeth grinding as well. Really heavy teeth grinding. It sounds like there's crickets in the room or something, or some sort of weird cockroach invasion or something.
God, when we all went off, I mean, I heard three at once, and then I'd go back to sleep. Think of the four of us together. I wish I had tapes.
But it's also made worse by the fact that you're awake and everyone's obviously asleep.
So it
just makes it worse, doesn't it?
That's right.
I'm so annoyed with them, they're making so much noise, and they're asleep.
Yeah. Exactly. The funny thing added to that in my with my brother was this not quite knowing who it was. So you're getting so annoyed, thinking, "Oh, I can't believe Patrick's snoring like that." Oh no, it's Giles.
Yeah, you don't know who to throw.
And then just when you pin it down, it changes.
Yeah.
It's like a relay, like a handover. You'll notice that this is just constant woodland.
We're in Dolby Forest.
Yeah, that's right, which makes it very hard to map read. I've got no idea where we are now.
No, we're just running down a path now. We will get lost.
I think if you come and do the event on the day...
You'd imagine they'd have some kind of markers. Well, maybe they won't. Maybe they're such mavericks.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe they just release you into the woods.
Such mavericks that on the day it's not here, it's somewhere else.
Yeah. Fooled ya.
You end up in a car park just off the M25.
It's in Plymouth, mate.
Oh, I got
How are your legs?
I've got a rib cage pain there.
Right.
I think that's just a stitch. I thought it was a back thing, but it's just a stitch. I got so wet. Just been travelling around Northern England with a bag full of stinking wet clothes. It's like I've murdered a dog.
My dad sorted you out there, didn't he? We stayed at my dad's house last night.
Yeah.
In Thirsk.
Yeah.
He hung your clothes above the Arga, didn't
he? He's got a proper rack that comes
down,
you put them over.
Yeah, I'll sort that up, no problem.
And what was nice about that as well, that both of you are too bluff in Yorkshire-ish to ever say, "Oh God, that stinks." So that was really nice for me.
Such is the sort of cat-related aroma, right? Didn't really permeate.
Yeah.
But you slept in the haunted room, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Seemed okay this morning.
I've never heard any example. I want to know what form the visitation takes.
It takes.
Is it like most haunted? Because I think I got my night goggles out last night, and I saw nothing in pale green for ages.
It takes the form of, at 3 a.m. exactly.
Yeah.
A chill presence rippling through the room.
Cool.
So chilling that everyone just wakes up and immediately starts staring at a point in the corner of the room.
Yeah.
Then the shrieks start.
Yeah.
You didn't feel it?
No, I slept through
that. Right, okay. Well, you missed it, that's good.
Yeah, good. That's a shame, I'll set my alarm next time.
Yeah, yeah.
I was more terrified by the, by my allergy to cat hair.
Of course, that's got to be the worst house to be in. Although that room's not that bad that you're in, actually.
Well, I think the cats aren't really allowed in there, but that's why they want to be in there. So that was the only haunting I had, was a vague outside the door look.
Were they scratching? Yeah.
And this morning, when I went up to get dressed, I opened the curtains and there was a cat in the garden looking at me like this.
What are you doing here?
Got to get a photo of the cat look.
Doing in our room?
That was the closest to a haunting. It gave me this look. Phone's quite wet, but that's good. It gives a kind of spookiness. Nothing works when it's wet, does it?
No.
Yesterday...
Well, it's quite nice running in the rain.
Yeah, that's true. Yesterday, a couple of my brother's mates were driving with the bags.
Right.
And so the bag with my running kit in it. bag with the previous day's wet clothes went in the van. We had this moment yesterday morning where I said, I've got the iPad in the wrong place there. I put the iPad in my rucksack. Thus ensuring that when I walked over State Pass in the pouring
got
rain,
absolutely sodden,
that I had all my electrical goods with me.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the important thing.
That's on all the guarantees, isn't it?
Yeah.
Make sure you get them really wet.
Yeah. Wet them often.
Best used damp.
This is actually really excellent conditions, isn't it? We're going.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Obviously, we're tootling along pretty slowly, which is good
to be expected,
in every way.
Even our age, we're in general condition.
We're on a forest road, which is not tarmacked, but it's packed and gravelled. You could drive a car along it, no trouble. And it's flat.
And fairly soft. I mean, I prefer it a little bit softer, but it's still nice. I mean,
yeah,
hopefully.
And it's cool and like a misty.
Just a little bit of water in the air, isn't there?
It resolves into rain every few minutes, then goes back to mist. And it's really good.
That's surrounded by nature. Haven't seen another living person.
Seen a couple of corpses.
Yeah. Again, to be expected on the Maverick Trail.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to get a bit of that.
Yeah.
Bit of drop-off.
We saw a dead sheep on the path in a pool yesterday. That's a good lesson in why you should never drink the spring water from lower down the fell.
Yes, yeah.
Filtered through a dead sheep.
I think I've done Scarfell Pike.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite hilly, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you must know it then. That's the place.
Yeah. That's the definition of it. It's quite ill. Up top, up Dale, up Pike.
You come out into the open
here. Up top, up Pike.
That's good.
This is beautiful, isn't it?
Clouds caught in the top of the trees.
It's sort of Jurassic Park meets sort of Apocalypse Now as well.
That's
sort
right.
Of. Looks sort of vaguely sort of jungle-like.
I love the smell of yesterday's wet pants in
the morning. In the
morning,
yeah. Smells like hiking.
So you can see how this works now. We're basically running anti-clockwise around the top perimeter of a valley, but the valley breaks up like a fractal, so we've got to kind of skirt all the tops of all the little individual valleys that make it up.
So it's not particularly hilly?
For now.
Right. And then it gets hilly later, does it?
Yeah. We're going to get to the edge of an escarpment, which you run along and down.
Aye.
Gradually off, and then back underneath. And once you've run a really long way,
underneath and whip right round in there,
you've got to run back up it.
Alright.
See if I can find us on the map without slowing us down. Got to perfect my running map reading. See,
this is like a precursor to when we do those long adventure trails.
Yeah. That's right.
Massive long runs. Multi 6 days.
I think I can see where we are. That's good. Six days. Yeah, well, I've got to tell you.
You can feel yourself getting to that
stage. I've got a little
bit
of a whiff of the ultra in my nose.
Yeah.
I have. This is really nice to be here and doing this without it being the event, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think it's that natural thing, you just assume that you're not as proper at it as other people. Because if me and you do it, then it's us going for a run, right?
Yes, yeah.
And when I got the map out, I realised it's not radically different to that run we did in Brighton.
No.
You know, some giant rocky gorge I didn't properly read later on is going to prove me wrong, but you know what I mean.
It'll be good to talk to old Adharanand Finn.
Yeah.
About ultras.
I think you'll have to get better at his name.
Yeah, Adharan.
Before then.
And he's locked in for in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah.
So he's just coming off Comrades Marathon. He's got really into ultras. He's he'll have something to tell us about it.
Yeah, we go this way.
But that kind of soft padding, chilled out, just a different kind of intensity, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly.
From what I've heard from the kind of relentless thing of the marathon, I've heard it's not. Well, Susie was trying to suggest the other week, it's not so different. It's not necessarily harder than a marathon.
Yeah.
It's just more sort of elongated.
Well, I think that's what I found, is that basic thing of when you set yourself up to run a bit slower.
Yeah.
The rules get different, you know.
Right.
We felt that. You felt running near marathon distances at non-marathon pace. You don't tire in the same way.
No.
You do tire.
Yeah.
The problems start to become very muscular and to do with energy and
food fuel and yeah, your stride starts to truncate a bit, doesn't it? The way you run changes, doesn't it, the further you run?
Yeah, absolutely. I went for a run with my son the other day. He really likes the idea. He's definitely me, you know, so we kind of have the idea that he's going to get into it. But equally right now, also being me, he'd much rather stick his head in a book than
go for a run.
Do anything that's like physical activity. It's quite funny because he's got no kind of trigger. He doesn't think, I've got to go and run around now. He's just not that guy.
Yeah.
And yet, he once he gets going, he's good. You know, he's good at running, he's good at frisbee, he's good at sports. But he's just not that bothered, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I got these, you'll remember I bought some shoes, really nice shoes. Size too small.
Right.
I suddenly got it wrong just once and went for a run in them and I knew and then I couldn't take them back or anything, you know?
Too late.
And anyway, his feet are now that size. So I said, oh, try these running shoes out. And then just before we went out, my wife said, make sure you take your music back. He's never run listening to music before. So I went for a run with him.
Yeah.
But he had the headphones on. He's seen snatches of his 80s alternative classics. And it was really excellent. And we ran, I mean, you know, we really didn't run far. We ran a kilometre.
Right.
But
it still gets you in the feeling of running.
He definitely went over the line.
Yeah.
I felt him get into the groove, you know. We ran probably exactly sort of halfway.
Right.
We were running around Kensal Park, of course. And he was kind of singing along and chatting away. And then I saw the sort of colour in his cheeks and his breathing got harder.
Yes.
You know, he'd basically gone to the aerobic.
More harder and regular.
His heartbeat had gone faster.
Yeah.
And he carried on. He didn't say anything. Carried on running, you know, and we ran another 500 metres, and I just hope that he got get a taste for it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things you can't force, isn't it?
No, exactly.
He'll either like it or he won't.
Yeah, and if you push him on it, he'll say, I hate it, and then
of course,
do it.
Yeah. I've been for the odd run with my daughter or with George. George is on that cusp of looking for work. He's finished his exams. My 18-year-old finishes A-levels. The world's opening out in front of him. He's realised he needs some money over the summer.
Is he going to university at like the end of
the year?
He's
going to go to university this year, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He wants to go to Manchester.
Right.
And so he's just applying for loads of weird jobs.
Yeah.
He had a job interview on Monday morning at 10. Woke up at 10 past 10, so that went well. That was good. That was a good start to it. Thrusting himself into the world of work. Oh, I can't believe it! What did you thought you were going to wake me up?
I've got to tell you, I think I know exactly where we are.
Yeah.
That's a good sign, isn't it?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Just a chat came down from the right. I've been going around the bend.
That's good. You can see that sort of absurdity in his mind, though, the idea of you never have to go to school again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just that sense of, like, a life untethered. Obviously, he's going to university.
Yeah.
Or he might not, you don't know. I mean, let's hope so.
Yeah.
But it's that thing of, I've got to create something to do, sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
No, it's funny because...
And it's so early.
And when you're there, you know, your school is all you've ever known.
Yeah.
You know, it's changed and you've grown up and everything. But the school as a structure has been
structure,
there since...
It's everything, yeah.
Before you became who you are. I remember talking about that then. I remember talking about that when I was 16. My mate saying, this is it, you know.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake. How on earth is it out of my arse? Damn it.
We've got a recording issue. Is it still recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's there's a... If we do end up running in this... Oh, no, wait, I've got a problem with my wires. If we do...
Get your wires crossed, bro.
Shouldn't be in front of me. Yeah, there's a sort of Buddhist Goan quality to the idea of us running in this beautiful place, among these trees, in this mist...
What the idea?
For many miles.
Is it actually happening?
And no one can hear us.
Yeah, it's always at risk. Did the run happen? And we're off Strava.
Oh,
we're not even timing it.
None of that.
We're just off. We're just away. We're just in the woods. We've gone wild.
Wild.
Off grid.
Off the grid.
Mavericking it. Half an hour in. I reckon it's going to take us over to well over 2 hours. This.
Well over 12 hours.
Yeah. And you've got to get a train at York at 2 to get you home.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
We'll see about
that. It'll be reet.
So, yeah, what do you do? What do you do with the rest of your life?
Yeah, it's of like, course, yeah.
Of course, a friend of ours, his son is a movie star, right?
Right, yeah.
And,
Tom Holland?
Yeah. And what do you do then if you turn around at George's age and you're a film star, you know?
Yeah.
You never have to worry about money again. And everyone knows who you are. Plus, even better, you've got a job.
Yes. Yeah.
Someone telling you what to do and where to go. On a fairly regular basis.
You can see him sort of just kicking around the house, sort of enjoying the freedom for a bit, but something nagging in his mind was, what are you going to do? what you do now? So he's going for, like, he's doing little bar jobs or the odd warehouse lifting job or just to get some cash and festivals and stuff. And he's just young.
Yeah.
I can just remember feeling like that myself.
What did you do? What was your... Well, what's the shape of your 18th summer?
Well, I just spent a summer... I was in North Allerton.
Yeah.
Very close to here.
It's a bad start.
Yeah, nothing much going on. Desperate to leave it. And I just did 2 paper rounds.
Yeah.
Morning and night. Saw my girlfriend. Really hot summer listening to Led Zeppelin doing my
excellent
paper round. Just desperate to get out. Got in through clearing to Manchester, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of variables, isn't there? A lot of chance elements in life.
Well, I got my... place at Birmingham and deferred it.
Right.
So I kind of bottled that wandering, set myself up for a year where I didn't have to decide what to do next.
Right.
And people said, what are you going to do in your year off? I said, well, I'm certainly not going to travel. I know that's what everyone likes to do.
Right.
But that's not really really my bag. And I mentioned that at this stage because about a year later, I got a job touring.
Right.
I've been on tour ever since.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'd say, no, what I'm going to do is get a job and use the money from the job to... Because, of course, I won't use the money for the job to pay for accommodation and food because my mum and dad are going to provide that.
Of course, yeah.
So, let's be clear where we are now. Good. I think it's good. Yeah, that is good. So, yeah, I'd say I'm going to get a job, save up my pennies and buy musical instruments, make the demo, get the band going.
Get the band going, yeah.
So I said that for a few months.
Yeah.
And what I actually did for that 4 months was sleep till lunchtime every day.
Yes.
At which point my mum would wake me up with bacon and egg on toast.
Oh, what a nice, what a great mum.
And then...
what a gorgeous mother.
Hang out doing nothing all day, go out with my friends till the early hours in the morning, repeat. I would wait till my dad got in from work and then borrow his car.
Yeah.
Repeat.
Repeat.
And then one day, my mum says, we're going to go for a walk today. And, no, I'm not going to do it. And she said, no, let's go for a walk. So we went for a walk. And while we were out on the walk, she said, so you're going to try and get a job, are you? And I went,
no more bacon and eggs. No more full breakfast for you, Rob.
I went out, got a job. The bloke said, you could start today if you want. I was like, oh, okay. I was in a jeans shop in Oxford.
Right.
And worked there that afternoon. And then the next day. And the next day. It got to, I don't know, a couple of days in. And that's right, I got the job on a Friday. I did Friday and Saturday.
Right.
And Monday. I went into my mum and dad's bedroom on the Monday night and said, I was going to try and work until my day off on Friday, but I'm not going to go in tomorrow. I don't think I can do it anymore. And they said, we think you should try and stick it out till the day off. And I said, I can't!
Don't make me work!
I can't do it! And I didn't. Yeah. And after that, I went back to all the unpaid stuff I was doing. I never did buy instruments and start a band. I was committed to all the youth theatre stuff.
Right.
Started really writing the Goblin musical. Really directing the Roy the Rover spoof play.
Right.
And that's what led to what I do now. But it's funny because after a couple of crappy jobs, I got quite a good one. I realised how lucky I was to have some bosses I really despised in my first kind of two or three jobs.
So really important.
They really pushed me away from that line.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say to George. It's really important that you do a few jobs that you really hate. And it just sorts you out. It tells you that you need to work hard to avoid a life that you really hate.
Yes. You know? And that can be working hard doing whatever, but exactly.
Yes, yeah.
Well, that was a conversation me and my dad had. He said, you know, you should pursue this stuff. I totally, you know, we have our full support, but you're going to have to get a proper job sooner or later.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I totally get that. I just want to make it as late as possible. And here we are.
Yes, yeah. I think the best thing you can say is, apparently, that I'm going to fully support you, but you've got to fund it yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. Because I've got mates who left their parents, like, drip-fed the money in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
And it was just a drain on their ambition. You could just see it. There was no need to do anything.
Yeah.
So I've told Josh, no more wedge. No eggs for you, mate. You go get work and then you can have eggs for breakfast.
Yeah.
I think we've said this before, but I think this generation are going to be pretty switched on about jobs and work and being inventive and there's no job for life and just flowing with stuff.
Absolutely.
They're already really inventive.
No, and also they're vocation based, aren't they? I mean, there's no sense of, I think for better or worse, the idea of going to university is a time to just explore who you are and just go and join some clubs. It's really on a down low.
It does feel like that's fading, isn't it?
Yeah, people just go there to train up to get good at the stuff they want to do.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's fine too. Yeah,
how's the map going?
Yeah, I know where we are.
Yeah, we're in the woods.
Yeah, that's right. We're near the viewpoint.
Are we?
It's not really a viewpointy kind of place.
Not great for viewing,
place,
is it?
So
how's the running been going, mate? What have you been up to? I mean, it was the last time I saw you was old Channing, you coming off the back of that
park run,
the park run PB.
Which felt great.
Which I still find rather thrilling that you've reached that level.
Yeah,
it's great.
Let's go left here. Yeah, really good. I think that, as we said before, it's such a... Oh, dear, running across the path there. Sorry, no photos of those bad boys. And there they went. I just feel like that basic fitness from the marathon, a slight skill at mixing it up.
Right.
It's really glacially, slowly developing into good running, you know?
Good.
I mean, that park run definitely came about from running a willfully slow 7 the day before.
Right.
So I left myself really warmed up.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Feeling
yeah.
fit.
Yeah.
But not in the slightest bit tired.
Just basic stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, but it's so funny, all this stuff we talk about, when you find it for yourself.
Yeah.
You still get that Rudolf Steiner moment, that kind of, ah!
So this is what it is.
That's yeah. how that works.
I think I'm actually in a phase of getting slightly slower, actually. I did I did the Cannon Hill Park run.
Oh, yeah, have you done that before?
No.
That's in Birmingham.
I did 19.03. And I thought I might nip under 90 minutes. I really enjoyed it, actually.
Yeah.
I found the ending a bit confusing. I didn't quite know where the ending was. There's yeah. a bit of a hill at the end.
Well, I've done it. I think I've only done it twice. And it was different both times.
Because
right. they've clearly got like a little bag of places
they've
you can run.
They've got a few little routes, yeah.
And they mix them up to make it work. But it's got that long bit where you go out at the end of the park and down to the end and come back, don't you, like a panhandle.
Yes, yeah, yeah. You sort of go round the lake, it seemed. A lot of, it was really nice and flat. Just not that particularly good at maintaining a fast pace at the moment.
Yeah.
But really enjoyable. Loads of people there, about 400 people. It's a big old park.
It's a huge one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you trained up. Did anyone say hello?
I got a few people saying hello, yeah.
Oh, good.
A few people saying stop staring.
Oh, okay.
And then I got moved on.
Yeah, that's different.
It's your classic
Saturday
morning.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's not running commentary business.
I've got a 3,000 metre track race on Saturday,
yeah.
which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
And yeah, just short little races.
Because yeah. I think that yeah, again, we you really trained up for that mile, and that wasn't very long ago, you know.
Yeah, I mean the mile kind of. You've got to do loads of speed work to get really sharp for that, and I haven't really had the chance to do that much. But I've done a fair bit, but
yeah.
I think the things that really make you fit as a runner, or feel fit, for me, are runs like this, actually.
Yeah.
Just long, slow runs for a couple of hours. I can just feel the strength returning to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's quite a gentle way of training, but I really like it.
Yeah.
I like these little avenues off into the woods.
Yeah, you know what's going on in there. I think if it was sunny, I'd be sad that I couldn't see the scenery, you know.
Like there, like down there. Can you take a photo of that one?
Yeah.
Mine?
Sure.
Just a nice little.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? It just draws you in, although, of course, you couldn't actually go up there. Cause
people talk about, like, the plots of films, don't they? Like taking people into the woods, the dark night of the soul.
Yes.
People go into the woods to find themselves. It's beautiful.
Well, like that guy who. We talked about him before, didn't we? The guy who drove as far as he could. Then took the key out of the car's ignition.
Right.
And just carried on up into the hills. He never came down.
Right.
And after a little while, he'd come down and steal from people's houses.
Yes.
But very, very, he was a really good burglar. He did it for years. And whenever they helped him, people heard rumours and they'd leave out food for him.
Like,
he'd never go there again.
Like
he wanted
a fox.
Nothing to
yes.
do with society.
Yeah.
I just. That path that joined us from the left there was of interest to me. I've got a horrible feeling we're there. That wouldn't be good. But we could be there. Yeah, that'd be fine. We're either totally on track or we're not.
Yeah.
That's the nature of the beast, yeah. isn't it?
Lost all we found, we'll be fine.
When we get to the top, the viewpoint at the top of Crosscliff Wood. That's really key.
Okay.
And I think it's coming up somewhere around here. Sorry to be distracted by the map. I had the paper map clutched in my paw for the Lake District walking. And it's just pulp.
Virtually completely
my clothes
disintegrated, isn't it?
Covered yeah. in little yeah. tiny bits of paper. I'm hoping I can get it home. And then
wet and dry it out.
Yeah. We'll see. We shall see.
Does this ring any bells? Does this look good, the left turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the trouble is with map reading, particularly if it's just paths in the forest, is that it's too much of wanting it to be what it is.
Yes.
Yeah, so you look at
it. Project over it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, So yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that looks great. It's a left turn, sort of. Yeah. And that could be that bit. This we could be on this. And because of all the, as you said, the trees. Yeah. You can't see out.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no escape.
You can't see out, and you can't see out.
I can't see Otter out. Great doing gigs in Yorkshire. I'm here doing a few gigs. I did Ripon last night, Newton Aycliffe tomorrow, then York and North Allerton. Just great, you know.
Yeah.
Yorkshire folk.
It's so nice.
Back on track.
At any gig, to do anything kind of local. And local can be anything from stuff that's going on in the room to I grew up around here.
Yeah.
And people
get material, they really like it.
Yeah. Because people know that it's for them and you really truly understand.
They like out-of-towners, but they'll have one of them.
Yeah,
they'll have one of their own. He knows what it's like. So it's really nice.
See, for you can play a good one of their own card. You know, and you've got different experiences.
Even if I've been living in London for 20 years.
Yeah, but you've lived in Manchester and stuff. You can play, you know, you can play it to the bone in Sheffield.
Yeah.
But I don't really have any roots like that. But what I've got is a wide base of knowledge.
Right.
You know, that kind of triv factor. So I know stuff about the towns I'm in.
Yeah.
And I know stuff about the audience I'm talking to just from standing behind them.
Yes.
You know. Always got info I can use.
I can feel strongly part of Manchester, strongly part of Yorkshire, and also London, isn't it? Little pockets of London.
That's right.
Because I've been there for a while.
It's good, London.
It's big,
people
isn't it?
Say, oh,
it's big, isn't it?
You wouldn't see me in London. It's like, don't be ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's a major world city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a good place. And you know, bits of it are rough. Bits of it are fantastic. That's the point.
I really like it.
It's like a country. It's like saying, you wouldn't see me in France. But I suppose people would say that, wouldn't they?
I must say my kids have enjoyed being brought up there. I think they feel the urge to go up north to study at university for a few years, just to experience something different.
Yeah.
So it's like the man.
And because you're like their Yoda.
Yeah,
and
suppose,
they want to
go
to Dagobah.
They just want to work out, why is he like that? So they want to go to Manchester or Leeds, it seems to be.
Yeah. Well, those are great universities.
They're meant to be really good. Everyone wants to go to Leeds at the moment. All the kids, Leeds is suddenly really fashionable.
See, now this is a really interesting
place. This is one.
Where are we?
The road less travelled by.
The road on our right.
We come to a fork in the road.
Doesn't go anywhere.
Right.
And the road on our left does. And it's like a Y shape.
So where are we in the...
I keep hoping we'll be there, but when we went across that bit where the trees were all cut down, I couldn't place us.
Right.
So I thought we might have lost that and been somewhere like this.
Right.
And the fear, obviously, is that we're like there.
Yeah.
But we're not there.
We're not at Jerry Noodle.
But where's our little...
Jerry Noodle, Rick...
But this isn't a viewpoint.
No.
The important thing we do here is go left and hope for the best.
Okay. We'll always hope for the best.
Absolutely. Am I...
This is hilarious. This is just basically just running into being lost, isn't
it? It would actually be easier to take kind of 50 quid and chuck it over our shoulders and then just shout into a hole.
Yeah, we just lost. We have two naked bars for sustenance. We're running into the woods.
I know, it doesn't seem that way. I'm normally quite good at map reading.
Well, listen, I don't even get involved at all. I mean, as you realise, I just...
Well, I also said...
But having said that, I won't blame you if you get lost.
Thank you.
I'm cool with it.
Having
said
that, I would try and, you know, that we'll do this thing on the map for the thing. The main thing I wanted to do was really know where we were going, because we got lost last time we came up here.
Yes.
So there we go.
There seems to be a theme wherever we go well off track. We talk a good game, don't we, about going off grid?
Yeah, that's right.
And then we end up
well
off
grid. Well, we play a good game.
Yeah.
We live it. It's just not quite...
And of course, if we do get lost, and like my dad it will only confirm what he already deeply suspects, that we're idiots.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that thing of that generation of like, assume the idiocy of the generation coming forth.
Yeah, that's right.
And the fact that we are idiots is just a coincidence.
Yeah, that's right.
That we often do idiotic things.
No, it's funny how the older generation can, you know, I've got a darker corollary for that. It's just someone I don't know very well sent a letter to me recently. I was like, you can't talk to me like that. I'm 44.
Yeah. Yeah. But to them, you're not. Is it?
No.
It's important to realise that with George, because he can be pretty impractical.
Yeah.
And do quite daft things. But then I have a look at his maths homework for about 10 seconds and my head explodes.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, that's right.
He's really bright.
Sound like a tiger thrashing in the water.
Here we go.
Yep.
Keep going.
What's down there? Is that just fire break? It's too wood to get very wet legs going down.
Could that
there?
Be a viewing point?
It's not even a path.
Right, yeah.
So no. Yeah. Looks nice though. We'd certainly come a good way if we were looking to do forestry.
Yes. Work in the forestry commission.
Yeah. Did you see the size of that slug?
I missed it, mate. Was it a massive slug?
Oh, yeah. I think it's the king of the slugs.
Oh, hello. Oh, I'm having a lovely walk. How are you?
Oh, we upset a pigeon.
That was a big old slug.
With your posh voice.
Oh, you know.
So you're just going home tonight? And then you're off up to Edinburgh for the
week. Yeah, the idea was to... Well, I'm away a week connecting my brother's birthday walk, this run, and then a weekend in Edinburgh.
Right.
But my kids are ill, and I don't have to do anything tonight, so I'm going to go home and say hello to everyone. Remind myself of...
Manden, Daddy's home.
That's right.
Daddy's home.
I haven't done a night off on Saturday, so I'm taking a break. Just a technical break from... thinking about my set.
Right.
Because I'm trying to get some new stuff in at the moment. I thought I'd kind of willfully forget it for 5 days, you know.
It's good to do that
just
sometimes.
To shake things up.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to do that. I know we'll find out if the audiences in Edinburgh agree. He doesn't know what he's doing.
He seems lost today.
I mean, I need to face up to the fact that my axe is going to be... pretty much defined by Ed Sheeran from here on in.
Right.
It's been a problem for a while now, since the latest album.
So Sheeran...
Generally, as soon as I start looping, someone will say, Ed Sheeran.
So that's what he does, is it?
Yeah.
Right.
And now, since his set at Glastonbury...
Right.
It's like a...
It's endemic.
It's like I have to carry an umbrella on stage with the words Ed Sheeran in this picture.
Have you thought about donning, for a moment, a fake ginger wig?
How does that differ from a real ginger wig?
You know what I'm saying. Meet them halfway.
Yeah, yeah. No, I haven't.
You haven't thought of that?
That's halfway in a direction I don't want to go in.
Agent... That seems to be a pain.
I mean, there was a moment, you know, there was a moment after Glastonbury where I realised it was a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been thinking about it for a while.
Right.
Trying to... write a joke about him or address it, because we do something similar musically, and he is just ridiculously huge.
He's massive.
Yeah. I mean, not physically.
No.
But then...
He's got way more than 10,000 followers on Twitter. Hasn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It got to a point last week, after everyone watched him at Glastonbury, where Ian Duncan Smith was learning to loop...
Right.
On Radio 2, and my agent phoned up and said, "You thought about doing some Ed Sheeran stuff?"
Yeah.
And that's when I knew. And the thing is, you know, my agent's right, but still.
So we're off. We've turned left, please. There seems to be a phase of putting politicians on Radio 2 at the moment, doesn't there?
Well, it's
basically... sort of mad summer thing.
Jeremy Vine's taking a two-week holiday.
Right.
And the BBC's surreally cartoon-like even-handedness in inverted commas means... So I think that probably Ed Miliband was available and quite wanted to do it,
and
so they got him.
And quite good fun.
So they got Ian Duncan Smith as a kind of...
Corally to that.
As a balance. And
what nonsense.
Of course... Why would he be doing it? Yeah. He's not that guy.
No.
So, you know.
I mean, because Ed Miliband can kind of do it in a kind of postmodern, kind of funny way.
And I also think, more fundamentally, I mean, it's a complicated thing, and I get it, but it's a really weird modern thing, and it's to do with that, what you were saying the other day about name-calling and kind of binary arguments is... There's being impartial and giving everyone a fair say, and there's just kind of making everyone take it in turns.
Yes, yeah.
And they're not quite the same thing.
No.
This is what's led in the last couple of years to UKIP basically get, getting as much airtime as people who talk sense, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or, you know, or if you don't like the way I've argued that, rephrase it in your mind. But it's not about taking it in turns. Do you know what I mean? It's more complicated than that.
My only thing about that is that, however, you've obviously voiced concerns of an awful lot of people, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, I get that. And I should have got to the end of that argument in a slightly more level-headed way. I think that the prime example is creationism. The idea that book about evolution has to have a sticker that says this might not be true.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
That's not...
That.
Oh, please, fuck off. Zip it in.
I thought it was zipped in.
I zipped it right in, so why is it coming out? Oh, God. We'll have to turn back soon because we'll be lost. It's an hour.
Right, okay.
It's nearly an hour.
Right.
I mean, this is good. We can pretty much retrace our steps.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to get something I can recognise.
Do you think we've lost?
No, I think we're some... You know, we're in those woods. I mean, we're supposed to run a long way anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're climbing
Where
down
did we
now.
Start? So we started there.
We didn't start there. And we started in the edge, and we started here. We came around here. This was all good.
Right.
So we're somewhere here.
Right.
Yeah, and that zipped right in again.
Zip.
Still
zip.
Recording, so it says. Yeah. It's really... God, I can't bear it. It comes out of my ass pocket.
Bing.
And there's the idea that these things... So basically, there's no point... You know, there's no point me looking... I mean, we're dropping down around a...
Some trees.
Around some trees here, so yeah. That's... We could be...
We could be anything.
We could be here.
Yeah.
Or we could be here, which would be a shame because we're supposed to be there. We're coming down off the tops is the important thing. So then we'll find somewhere that we recognise.
We might find somewhere and have a little... We've been running about 50-ish minutes, so we've still got a bit of time to go before we turn back. We'll turn back after an hour and a bit or something. Yeah. Look for a loop to find us on our way back.
Yeah, and I think that we can probably... I'm not completely confident that we take all the right turns, but I think we could just turn back and retrace our steps.
Oh. We've come a long way from our Maverick. Are we not accepting defeat a bit too quick on the Maverick try? What do you think?
Well,
are we just being realistic? Let's see where
the realism here. Oh, look, it's steep on your right.
Yeah.
See, I think that this looks like part of the path I would have expected to be on later.
Right.
But when it comes down to it, there are not enough landmarks for me.
Yes.
And with us running and walking, we're just going to... I see a person.
You joke.
There's a real person up ahead.
You joke.
So, we'll have to...
We have
to keep running along this path through the woods. We've generally followed the main drag in front of us. And we just have to keep going down.
I can hear traffic.
Hear a road or a river.
Yeah. Oh, it's traffic, isn't it? Well, yeah, there's a road there.
Great.
We'll end up in the middle of Pickering or somewhere. All right, lads. No, I totally agree about the old creationism sticker thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Some things are just... Should we ask this one? Should we ask?
Hi there. Can you tell us where we are? Yeah. The lake. Which lake?
We'll try to go on this one.
What's the lake called?
Cool.
Thanks.
Cheers, mate.
Oh, well, it depends on how where
miles,
we find
here.
Yeah,
we're basically lost,
again.
But we'll get there in the end.
We're nowhere near that highlighter line.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah. He didn't really know either.
So does the point we're at correlate to where we thought we might be?
No.
Sort of, no.
Not at all.
This is a proper Derek Clayton dog run.
Yeah, I should
have got no idea where we are.
I should have done the GPS. Sorry.
It's all right. It's fine. I think we don't want to be on a road to do it. No. What do you think?
No, I wanted to get right down here so I can work out exactly
where. Okay, well, let's do that then.
Get a good idea of where to go.
I'm in.
I don't want to run back into the mystery woods without a completely good idea of what's happening.
So.
Because it would be a good idea for me to slightly work out how we went wrong.
Yeah.
So we don't do it again or stroke work out where we are. Okay. It's a massive car, but I don't get it.
We're on the road, really.
We're not at a zig. We're not at a zigzag there, are we?
So we're, what does he think we're around here?
We're there. And that's car park's there, is that right?
Well, there's no... There's a thing and there's a lake there, is it?
Is the lake there? Lake,
no, so are we around here? Is the lake what? Over there and there's the car park? So we're around a...
No,
just come under some wood.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
No, we can't be there. I mean, we literally can't be there because that's where we started. Yeah, so we went to here. So we could be there. We can't be there. I don't get it. Where's the hairpin? This is where we drove in. Did we drive there? No, look. See, look at the way it bends there. What's happening? It's a little house. It's a pretty...
Should we go down here? Should we go down to the car park? Or?
No, I'm looking to see how the road bends.
All right, okay. That's the hairpin, isn't
it? That's the hairpin, isn't it?
I remember that. We've driven past the...
Yeah, that's the hairpin.
Right.
So... That's so far off. How do we get to how around that side of the road? There's a hairpin from here. See, this is it. We got to there.
Right.
I must have sent us a 90 degree wrong there. We're around the top of these valleys. And down to there.
We couldn't have gone further on, could we? No. It would have been quite hard to get this more on.
Oh, and also...
But it's important to realise there's no wrong or right. We're just going for a run.
Yeah, just the thought that the recording's not working either is really...
Well, let's not lose hope.
Too late. Running
with Paul Tompkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.